Okay. So we're speaking about Kviyas Yitim HaTorah. Yichu Me'echayel El Chayot. Going from davening to learning. I spoke about the Chashivus of that Kviyas Man, that aside from the fact that a person should learn Torah whenever possible, be a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, K'neged Kulam, a person should find time every day to learn Torah after davening. Immediately after davening, like the Mishnah Berurah says. And that, l'chayre, is his man for Niglas HaTorah. Like we said, Tanad Ve'eliyahu, at the end of davening, Kol HaShana HaLachas B'chol Yom Uftuch Lo Shebein Olam Habo. That after he began davening with Pasach Eliyahu, I'm just going B'kitzer here, which is all the secrets, the Hakdama to the Zoya Kaddosh, the revelation of Hashem's oneness and Pnimius, the person begins his davening with Eliyahu, with that type of a Torah, and he concludes with Tanad Ve'elio Halachos, to go to the Niglas HaTorah, that after having that Hisalus of Primis HaTorah, together with the Davening, he's Mukhshar now for the Limud of Niglas HaTorah. And that's his Seder Kavua every single day. So now a person can think to himself, and he has that Taiva, that he has to make a Parnasa, and he should run out without having to have that Limud. That's why it says, Nasata v'nasata be'amuna, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Hashem will ask a person when he comes up, did you do business with emuna? And will you kovir eat from the Torah? So Rashi says, why kovir eat from the Torah? Because if a person is involved in his business and his livelihood the entire day, when will he have time to learn Torah? He may neglect Talmud Torah the entire day. So therefore, being kovir eat from the Torah ensures a person that he won't get caught up in the Havli Azman, in the Tirdus HaParnasa. So he has a kfiyos itzim l'torah. What's interesting is that the Bach in Siman Kuf Nun Hey learns that al pidin, it's certainly mutter for a person to leave davening and to engage in his livelihood before he learns Torah. Because a person has a responsibility for himself, for his physical life, chayecha koymin, for the life of his family. So al pidin, you see from the fact that even in the question which is asked, Nasata v'nasata b'amuna, and then we're asked about kfiyas yitim l'torah, that our business, that our livelihood, can precede, in fact, the chiyuv to learn Torah, and can come first. So it says a Pima Gadam over there. So interesting, let's get to that in a moment. The idea that afal pichein, a person who places his liman ha-Torah during the day before engaging in his livelihood, is acting in a way of lifnei mishur sadin. No? Because al pidin, it's mutter for him to be oisik in his parnasa according to the Bach and Pima Gadda. Yet he's putting his Torah first. So the fact that he can technically place his livelihood before Torah, yet he places Torah before his livelihood, is a very big thing. With this, we can understand the following Mar Makomos, the Sod Yesharim here. He writes, Skula la parnasa. If you want to know a skula for parnasa, so many people are searching for skulas in parnasa. That he should have a seder every single day of learning Torah. That time that he learns every single day should be at that particular time, like we spoke about before. The Gemara says, the Gemara says that the word chok is a lashon of mezonos. So on the one hand, chok is a lashon of mizonos. And chok is also a lashon of kviyas, he says. Like we find, Bakohani Paro, shenasam lehem chilif avodasam lecho. The Paro even instituted in his kingdom that the Kohanim, the Misharsim, that he was able to take care of their livelihood. So says the Sod Yesharim, umikol shekein anu b'nei kel chai v'kayam. So too, we, the children of Hashem, melech kel chai v'kayam, by designating a time every day to learn Torah, mikol shekeinu mikol shekein, shehashem yisbarach yashpia lanu kol tzarcheinu. Achein tzarech sheyihye b'yichud zman. It has to be at a specific time that you could say about it chok, like the avodas hakohanim. So therefore, chok is a lashon of mizaynus, and chok is a lashon of kfiyas. So if a person makes his talmud Torah a chok v'lo yavor, like we saw before, the Rama says that even in v'shas hadchak, he shouldn't forgo that Seder and Limud. So even though he has a way to be Marviach, there's Parnasa in front of him, yet he forgoes that. So that in itself is a school of a Parnasa. So like we said before, the fact that a person is, especially after davening, that he's makdim, his kviyas yitzvah in the Torah, before his esek and parnasa, that's certainly a kol shekin, a kol shekin, the kol shekin, that it's mesugal for parnasa. Take a look at the Divrei Yoel here, the Satmar Rav, Zchus Yogan Alinu, in his Chidush HaMatzukis. He quotes that Tosfos, who asks the very famous question, that the Gemara on the one hand says, Kovata itim l'tayra after nasata v'nasata b'emuna. Yet the Gemara says elsewhere, Ein tchilas dino shel adam elal divrei Torah. The Gemara's mashma that the very first question we're asked is in regards to Talmud Torah. Yet the Gemara says that in Shabbos, that it's Kavata itim l'tayra is only second. So is it first or is it second? So Tosfos gives his two answers. So it says the divrei Yoel, V'yish li'ashev d'ha b'hatalya. V'edu hashnaim shayla achasim. It's really just one question. These two questions of Nosata v'nasata b'emuna and Kavata itim l'tayra. Dihine taima ma'in kovim itim l'tayra. Why does a person not kovim itim l'tayra? L'fishe nimelay la'adam she'en lo p'nai l'zeh machmas tildes hamasa u'matan. Because the person thinks that he doesn't have time to learn Torah because he's so busy with work. Amnan mishe ya'ish lo yamuna shalemu. If a person has yamuna, yo'idei u'mamen, he knows and he believes the ma'ashe kovim itim l'tayra, that by setting times to learn Torah, i'efshar she'tasik lo hamasa u'matan. That the business won't hurt him. That he won't be hurt in the business, I should say. It won't take away from his panas at all. So now going back to the Gemara, that's why it says, did you do business be'emuna? Now be'emuna would seemingly mean, did you do it with following halacha, and you do it in a way that you didn't harm anyone? So he says, no. Emuna in this context means, did you do business with emuna and Hashem Yisbarach? The im hamasa umatim be'emuna, because if you did so, that you believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who is mefarnes. Even when he goes to work, he has emuna that Hashem Yisbarach provides. So therefore, azayhu memeila koveya itin l'tayra. So memeila, he will be koveya itin l'tayra. So therefore, ve'elu hashnei tainos kavata itin l'tayra im nosata v'nosata be'emuna mekushar miyachav echad l'milsahi. So really, tchilas dino shalom is al l'tayra. And just that, how do we know that a person will come to Talmud Torah? If he's Noseya v'Nosata be'emuna, then he'll be Kovei Itin L'Torah. But Hashem wants to know, did you learn Torah? But how do we know that if you learn Torah or not? Depending on your emuna. So if you have emuna, then Hashem is Mefarnes, so immediately you'll come to learn Torah. But Hashem is really interested in, did you learn Torah or not? Based on your emuna. Shali t'chines dino shalom is really on the Torah. But what we see from here is that Kviyas Itim is caused and comes from a person's emuna. And goof for that emuna, that nosata v'nosata b'yamuna, that he has a munah Hashem Yisrach provides, when it translates into a lamaisa, that he's koviya itin l'tayra, especially after davening, which he doesn't say, which is what we're talking about in this context, so mamila for sure it's mesugal for parnasa. So this is our push, that the real zman for Talmud Torah, based on our Seder Hayom, trying to understand what we spoke about in the very first year, how everything comes together, how we see how things during the day, that they can be ways that they can be tachlises in their own way, but also emtsaim, like we said, that tzitzis and tefillin, the mitzvahs b'fnei atzmo. But we do it in order to be machazik the davening. And Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. But we do so before davening as a hachana for davening. And then once we reach that madriga of Torah and tefillah b'yachad, we can come into learning the Hilchas HaTorah, which should be done immediately after davening, a chok v'lo yavor, preceding even that which we go ahead and engage in our livelihood. And that in itself is mesugal for parnasa, because you're showing that it's really Kodesh Baruch Hu's mefarnes. And I show that through Liman HaTorah. And that chok, like we saw from the Sod Yisharim and the Devi Yecheskel, the Shin of Arav says the same thing, that Chok and Liman HaTorah is what's mefarnes every single day. Now, another option that one has in front of him to do immediately after davening is to eat, that he can engage in eating. Right? That's one of the first things which we think about after davening, is what's for breakfast. Take a look at the Medrash Shmuel here. He's going on the Mishnah Avos. So the Mishnah Avos, as you see on the bottom, it's in Perek Beis Mishnah Yates, Rabbi Elazar Aimer, Havi Shakud Lil Mot Torah. It says you should be diligent in learning Torah. V'da ma'ashe tash l'apikaris. Know what to respond to an apikaris. Da lifnemiya ta'amil. V'ne'man hu ba'amalach t'chal she shalom l'cha p'schar p'losecha. Then Hashem is ne'man as your boss to pay you for your work. So it says the Medrash Shmuel. Amar havi shakal lil matayra. So it says that a person should be diligent in learning Torah. So the Mishnah, the Tana begins with liman ha'tayra. Why? Ki hu harishon akol. Talmud Torah comes before everything. Like it says, Tchila v'asu aron v'achakach basisa shulchan. The Torah places first the creation, the making of the Aron Kodesh, and then of the Shulchan. So why is that? Because shulchan represents parnasa, represents mizonos. And the Torah is the mazon ha-ruchni. It's to teach us that a person should learn Torah first, and then he should eat. That's why the Torah places the aron before the shulchan. So we see before a person engages in eating every day, he should learn Torah. So we know that's certainly true when it comes to tefillah. The Torah says that a person is not allowed to eat before he davens. So included in that is also the minhag Torah. Because really, like we're saying before, if a person understands Seder Hayom, so the Torah which is learned after davening is the culmination of the davening. Like we said, is at the end of davening telling us that it's a continuation of the davening. That there's no hashlama to the davening unless a person goes from tefillah to Torah. That's called Mechayel El Chayel. Take a look at the Drashas Chassam Sefer. He writes, this is the pasuk which the Torah speaks about the Korban HaOmer. That person can't eat from the Tua HaChadasha until he brings the Korban HaOmer. This is a chok in all of your daras b'chomosh v'seichem. So he explains the pasuk as follows. What's the name? Sheyagilu atzmam shelo yoichlu b'shum yom mehayomim. That a person should be margal himself not to eat anything ad sheyasku b'tayra, until he learns Torah first. Ba'ofen sheneskadesh hayom ahover nikre etzem mitzumo shel yom. Until he, by doing so, that he's mekadesh today, like we find by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is called be'etzem hayom hazeh, that it's a yom hakadosh. This terminology is like a Yom Kippur terminology. So that's why he touches the pasuk. V'zehu d'chsev here, lo yiseichlu ad etzem hayom hazeh. Don't eat until you make this day like a Yom Kippur day. Don't eat. And by doing so, it becomes an etzem hayom hazeh. Until when? Ad havi'achem t'chila korban elokeichem nasas mitzvah Hashem v'yom v'yomo. Until you learn Torah first. Until you learn Torah, that's called korban elokeichem. V'oz yihyeh chukas olam. And then the rest of the pasuk says, chukas olam. It'll be chukas olam, which is what? Parnasa. Chok is parnasa. A parnasa l'chol ha'olam shiyozim mishvilchem. Not only will you be zechet to parnasa, but mikoyach that you're mevater on your achila after davening. In order to learn Torah first, you're mekadesh the day, you give it a kedushas hayom, and you're zechet to a chok, which is a parnasa, not just for yourself, but b'chol dorei seichem v'b'chol moshvei seichem. So says the Chassam Sefer. With this we can understand very nicely, going back to that Mishnah the Medrash Shmuel quoted. Rabbi Elazar Omer, he said, that a person should be very diligent in learning Torah, which means to say what? That he should learn before he eats. Right? Vida mashetashiv lapikaris. Let's just put that aside for a second. Vida lifnei mi ata amel. Right? And you should know before whom you toil. That shows that a person should learn Torah after davening. Because what's davening called? Davening is called da lifnei mi ata oimed. Right? There's two things. There's Dalif Niyata Omel, the Dalif Niyata Oimed. We're more familiar with the Dalif Niyata Oimed because they make Jewish songs out of it. So Dalif Niyata Oimed is Tefillah. Ein Amida Ela Tefillah. So if you go into davening and the whole concept of davening is what? You stand in front of Hashem. Dalif Niyata Oimed. You know Hashem. So when you learn after davening, that's called what? Dalif Niyata Omel. So that shows that there's a smichus between the davening and the learning. The Dalif Niyata Oimed and the Dalif Niyata Omel. And if you do that, what does it say right afterwards in the Mishnah? V'neman hu b'malachtecha sheyishalem l'chos tchar pulasecha. That Hashem will provide for you, your mezonos. So have you shakal l'mot Torah before you do anything else during the day? And that's right after davening, da'alif ne'miyata amel. And by doing so, Hashem will be m'shalem tchar pulasecha. So we have a person is going from what? Mechayel al chayel. From tefillah to Torah. And if he does that, he makes a zivug between Torah and Tefillah. That's called a zivug between Chayil and Chayil. And your zechet to Parnasa, which is also called Chayil. Like the Torah says, Ki hu hanoisin lacha koyach, la'asetz Chayil. The Targum says there that Hashem gives you good eitzes to be matzeach in your Parnasa. So therefore, if a person goes from Torah to Tefillah, which is Michayil al Chayil, he'll be zechet to be moilid from that zivug of being mezaving in Makasher, Torah Tefillah v'yachad, to a third Chayil, which is noisin lacha koyach, la'asetz Chayil. This is really the Indian of Sukkot, like we spoke about yesterday in the shir, we said the Rosh Hashanah is davening of the year. That's the Zman davening. And Elul is the Hachana for davening. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tefillah. And Yom Kippur is really a Yom Torah. Like we said, Yom Kippur is a day that the Luchos Shniyos were given. But we make it into a time of Tefillah to show that you're Makasher Torah to Tefillah. Aseres Yom Tshuva means that we're Machaber and Makasher Rosh Hashanah, which is a day of Tefillah, with Yom Kippurim, which is a day of Torah. But it's a type of a Torah that it has all the Hashpos of Tefillah in it. That's the type of a Limud, the Sha'achas Achar Tefillah, but the Chassidim Mishonim. And what comes immediately after that we go from davening, which is Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur, which is learning. There's nothing in between. In fact, people fast. Not just Yom Kippur, but there are those who fast the entire Tkufa Aseres Mitzvah, which means no eating yet. When you do that, you come to Sukkot. And when you come to Sukkot, that's the Zman that you eat in the Sukkah and you sleep in the Sukkah, that you're Makadish, all the things, all the Nyani Rishus during the day. That's the Zman of Sukkot. Sukkot is that Zman that you take all the Psoilis, that all the Inyanim of Rishus, all the Lachems in our lives, and we're Makadish that. Because you can only eat, you can only bring down all the parnasa for the Shana and Sukkot, which is what Sukkot is about in the beginning of the year, if you have that smichas, which is Rosh Hashanah from Tefillah, to Yom Kippur, which is the Limud HaTorah, and from that you can go straight into the Achila and the parnasa afterwards. Everything is taken care of for the Jew for the entire year. So we see from even the Seder HaShanah, the Seder HaYoyimi, from going from making that zivug between Tefillah and Torah, and the Bizecha to parnasa and Achila B'Kedusha, that the Achila will also be Kedusha, Mikayach the Torah and Tefillah beforehand. Okay, have a great day.